Well, in many ways, the Camisi project has been, at least so far, a case study in how not to manage a development project in an environmentally sensitive area of the world like the Amazon. Right from the start, we've seen a long list of all kinds of mistakes. Just to mention a few, insufficient guidelines on construction procedures, poor quality control of the work on the ground, a lack of communication with the local people, and, perhaps most importantly, no evaluation of the impact of the project on local communities and the environment. So I think the lesson to be learned here is that it is not possible to proceed with a project of this sort if you are not going to respect the international guidelines and the accepted international standards for construction and development inside a sensitive area such as the rainforest. I don't think we can lay the blame for all this with any specific group involved in the project, but I think it is very disappointing to see that the work of international institutions like the World Bank, which have laid down precise guidelines for exactly this type of project, has not been taken into account. What will happen in the long run? I expect the project will go ahead, especially as quite a lot of the work has already been completed. However, at least the work of environmental groups has meant that more attention is now being paid to minimizing the damage that may result.